know, that's a good question, because that's not coming to mind with me either. You know, there's a couple, three machines that are up on top of that building that I'm aware of. But I don't know who all owns what, you know what I mean?
I don't know either. I know one of the, I can't remember the name of the club that has that repeater, that kind of repeater, but it does a good job. It leaks to it overseas, and I can't believe that did it that far away to Australia. That's the other side of the world. I was impressed with that, you know, I really was. I don't think I talked to the guy on Australia on that radio I had. Maybe I did, man, did it, but I know someone else was talking to him, I know that, but that's a very interesting thing in the setup, how they had that set up like that, you know, it really is. Anyways, some guy I know, VA3XDN, his name is Danny, he lives in Canada. He had to go over the Blue Water Bridge to see him. And I saw, he was a good friend of mine. I met him on the radio, you know, and talked to him. And I went to his house. He went to my place over here, the apartment here. This is when I was single. When I went to his place, I stayed at his house for a week. I played radio all the time. And I went downstairs to this basement, and we played radio there. And he had a unique, nice radio. And he linked on to different places and different states, too, himself. Although he didn't have HF privileges yet, but he would leak out to different states that he'd get on his 2 meter and do it. And I can't really know how he did that, you know, when he did do it. And the friend of mine is named Dan. Anyways, he had a nice radio station. It really was.